Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time is at your end and wherever you're listening from. Thank you so much for tuning in and welcome back to Love and Friendship with Omotolalu Adarasimi. My name is Omotolalu Adarasimi and I remain your humble host. It is irrational to ask about your state of being when I know everyone is having mixed feelings. The gradual resumption of the proper state of the world, which calls for a celebration, of course, and now the escalation of the cases of rape, murder, police brutality, and racism that we consider to be secretly and silently burning, that has now become an upgraded pandemic trauma that no one ever saw coming. But nevertheless, I know things are gradually going back from abnormal to normal in these guys, and this cheers me up and reminds me that indeed there is still a supernatural being called God. So for this reason, my special appreciation goes to God Almighty. These past few weeks have been so dreadful. The ridiculous and preposterous act are nothing to tell to the unborn generations. I readily grew goosebumps seeing freaking videos and hearing the cries of the masses. The highest of them all that caught me really off balance was the case of rape and murder right in the house of God. I feel that was just the peak. My melancholy being today didn't just get deputized today, it has been activated since these past few weeks. I don't even have the strength to argue over who is at fault, the rapist or the victim. Deep down in me, I just want to talk about rape. If not all about rape, I just want to talk about few of the preventive measures so that at least a soul can be guided and saved from falling off the cliff of sanity. In regards to the name of this program, Love and Friendship, we will not disregard the daily occurrences. It is the obligation of this platform to keep us all updated. We won't be talking about love when the society is a bleeding agony. We won't conveniently talk about anything else when one of us, when one of our friends, when one of the family is working on a thin life to life. While sympathizing with the victims of rape and mourning the death of those gone as a result of rape, we will educate ourselves on the word rape. We will look out for ourselves, our friends, and loved ones lest we fall victim of rape. I hope this episode gives the victim of rape the strength, the power, and a reason to live life again. And peradventure, an aspiring rapist would listen to this episode and find the reason to call it quit for Christ's sake. But you know how we do. Before we proceed, kindly go get your mug of coffee, then softly relax your spines and enjoy the spray. So I began to make a research on rape. How it came into limelight, its effect on the victims, and the motives behind this appalling act. And yeah, I found some things, but let's begin with what exactly rape is. Rape is a crime of forcing a woman to submit to sexual intercourse against her will or consent. Rape is an unlawful sexual intercourse or any other sexual penetration of the vagina, anus, or mouth of another person without the consent of that person. To rape somebody means to forcefully have sex with someone without the person's consent. Now, carefully take note of the keyword here, consent. What is consent? Consent is a permission to do something. It is an affirmative response to carry out a task. It takes two, under a mutual understanding, to have sex. You can't have sex alone, except you want to masturbate. So it is sex when both parties involved are aware. But it is rape when only one party out of the two parties involved is aware. It is rape when sexual intercourse is done forcefully and when a sexual activity is carried out without the permission of the other party. It is rape when the other party says no, but you insist that it is a yes for you. You refuse to know when to stop because you fail to comprehend the concept of consent. If not for lack of conscience, a lady crying bitterly, begging and pleading in tears not to have sex with you. Yet you hit her with an object, get the firm grip of her and forcefully penetrate her pride. That's a callous and a very despicable act. As far as the Bible is concerned, rape is considered as an unlawful sexual act. Leviticus chapter 18 to chapter 20 emphasizes on unlawful sexual relations and the punishment attached. You just might find yourself fit for those punishments too. Just this last week, I came across a video of the punishment meted out to a rapist. His manhood, yes, penis, was being devoured by dogs, pit bulls precisely. I had to post the video on my WhatsApp status to get people's reactions. And indeed, Just as expected, a lot of the reactions got to me like, this is a good punishment, this is a deserving punishment. A rapist has no life. You need to see the video. Like, the punishment was really, really bloody. Although rape has over the years spread its wings across both the male and the female gender. That is, not only women, not only ladies, girls, or female gender generally fall victim of rape. Men, guys, boys, male gender generally also fall victim of rape, except we hardly hear of such cases. But be rest assured that not only women are raped, men are also raped. But on this episode, I will only focus on female gender rape. A study in Zimbabwe shows that the number of children less than 11 years old who were raped in 1993, 56 of 57 children raped were girls. We have thousands, if not millions, of rape cases across the entire world. The cases of rape have become an ancient widespread virus and a pandemic that has not been abolished up to date. Why do men rape? A rapist is someone who forces another to have sexual intercourse. A rapist is any man who believes he has the right to rape a woman or child to express his patriarchal sexual power. In 1975, the feminist writer Susan Brown Miller asserted that rape is motivated not by lust, but by the urge to control and dominate. All men feel sexual desire, but not all men rape. So we can't exactly say that rape is as a result of sexual desire. Rape is viewed as an unnatural behavior that has nothing to do with sex. Undoubtedly, individual rapists may have a variety of motivations, but one reason for sure is that men rape out of the urge to control and dominate. Men rape as a result of anger, power, sadism, and sexual gratification. Some men rape from the desire to be held higher in esteem among male peers. Men also rape as a result of psychological effects, probably a trauma from the past experiences of rape. But is that even justifiable? Rapists have all sorts of excuses and justifications for their acts. While I was reading some articles on rape, I came across a piece written by a feminist, Vageshwari Deswal. She was like, "One important issue raised time and time again is related to the size of a woman's dress." Then she asked, "Do the dresses provoke? Are women clad in saris and burqas not raped? We have instances where men sexually abuse animals. Should we clothe animals too?" Another lame reason men give is the makeup women wear. Rapists allege that women apply attractive and heavy makeup, especially lipstick, to lure men. How do we then explain the case of rape on minors, infants, old and aged women, women suffering from unsoundness of mind, women in coma or hospitalized for several ailments? What could they have done to attract a rapist? Like the case recorded 5 years ago in Nigeria that a man raped a 2-year-old child. Please tell me, how on earth did a 2-year-old child attract a rapist? I've seen a lot of comments and opinions on rape on Instagram, WhatsApp status, Twitter, where some ladies be like, "It doesn't matter what the lady puts on, a rapist is a rapist." Right. Like I said earlier, I'm not here to argue, but for a minute, let's not make this about the rapist. Let's make this about you as a young lady. Prevention is better than cure, so they say. If it happens, justice doesn't take away your pain. Justice doesn't take away the pain and the trauma of a rape victim. So it's not about the justification of your mode of dressing, rather it is about prevention. A rapist is even more callous compared to an armed robber. A rapist feels no ounce of remorse about afflicting a fellow human. What's the use of your pepper spray when your ties are flashing, beguiling and seducing a gang of rapists? Of what use is your pepper spray when your blouse cannot accommodate your nipples? Why go about with pepper spray in fear and anxiety when you can prevent the need for a pepper spray? Do the needful. Pepper spray might not save you. Prevent yourself now rather than fight for prevention during the course of rape. Do you know there are types of rape? A quick shout out to my dad for providing me with some materials. During my quest for materials on rape, my dad recommended and sent me a book titled Pure Gold, written by Bisi Adewale. Bisi Adewale confirms the 4 types of rape and how they can be avoided. I will share Bisi Adewale's view on rape and add it up with other of my research. The first type of rape is a domestic rape. This is the type of rape that happens between close friends, neighbors, guardians, or family members, including uncles, cousins, brothers, and so on. And yeah, a good scriptural example is the case of Amnon that raped Tamar, his younger sister. Rape has been in existence way back, even before Christ. Rape is accompanied by deceptions, lies, and conniving thoughts. In 2 Samuel chapter 13 from verse 1 to 22, we all know of how Amnon faked to be sick, then convinced King David to order Tamar, his younger sister, to prepare him something to eat right before him in his chamber. Which all led to Amnon telling his guards to leave him alone with his sister, then afterwards started making advances towards Tamar, and you know, on the long run, eventually raped Tamar, his sister. You can perceive deception, the ungodly thought running through his mind until he satisfied his libidinal impulse. This perfectly describes a domestic rape. How can you avoid domestic rape? As a matured lady, you need to be conscious of how you dress when you have male relatives, friends, and neighbors around. Avoid dressing in their presence. Stop wearing pants only in the flat or other clothes that tend to expose your nakedness when they are around. Avoid leaving the door open when dressing up. And stop the act of taking bath together. As crazy as this may sound, some ladies still have their bath together with a male family member. Like, what? Also, stop all intimate plays and jokes with them that could lead to a spark of feelings. For safety, avoid sleeping in the same room. Learn to cover yourself up whenever you're sleeping. Stop oversleeping. Many ladies were raped in their sleep. Sleep like a human being and not like a log of wood. Excuse your male family members or friends when they are dressing up. Finally, pray and commit the hearts of your brothers and cousins in the hands of the Lord. If you notice anything strange in the way they react towards you, please. The second type of rape is a street rape. This is very rampant nowadays, as it takes place in the street corners, the school corners, the dark and lonely places. Street rapists are like robbers. They always wait for innocent ladies in the dark and lonely places to molest them and do all sorts. You need all the vigilance possible to stay undefiled. How can you avoid street rape? Avoid dressing carelessly. We can't but emphasize on dressing. Dressing goes a long way, although it doesn't guarantee 100% safety from the callous rapist out there. But one thing for sure is, prevention is always better. Dress like one who has the proper home training. If you dress like a harlot, you will be the target of the rapist. That's the plain truth. Avoid going out in the night. Avoid dark places and lonely places. Give yourself a curfew. Avoid going out alone at night. Desist from going out with someone you don't know at night, even in the day. Take note of the polluted areas. Avoid wherever you know area boys or street boys always gather together, both at night and during the day. Avoid free rides. Avoid lifts. Avoid anything that woof. Avoid it. Little did you know that free rides may result to free death in disguise. Avoid visiting boys alone. It takes only a blink of an eye for the beast in a man to show up. If you must visit a guy at all, go with a friend. And finally, pray against being raped. The third type of rape is an attacking rape. Among the four types of rape, attacking rape can be more dreadful. It can take place on the streets or even in one's bedroom. This usually occurs during armed robbery attack, where in the course of robbing, advantage is taken over the available ladies in the scenery. How can you avoid attacking rape? Whenever there is armed robbery attack, get up from your bed and dress up. Make sure you don't allow the armed robbers see you on your nightgown. Avoid eye contact. Never look straight into their eyes to prevent them from seeing how beautiful you are, and as a result, pounce on you. You may put an object in your tummy to feign that you are pregnant. Obey them. Give them whatever they want. Money, gadget, jewelry, phones, give them whatever. Remember, your life and your pride matter most. Do not shout or try to run away. Comport yourself. And finally, pray seriously against armed robbery attack. Pray always for God's protection, which is the real security. Psalm 34 verse 7 says, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them." Ask God Almighty to cause his angels to protect you wherever you live and in whatever you do. The fourth type of rape is a semi-rape. Semi-rape often comes with justifications. Semi-rape is the kind of sexual relationship that takes place without the lady's consent, but with her cooperation. If you derive pleasure from night parties, you are more liable to be a victim of rape and even a gang rape. The easiest way and the common way men rape is by taking advantage of a lady under the influence of alcohol. If you love wine or other alcoholic drinks, at least guys will soon get you drunk and have their way. If you are fond of exposing your back, your breasts, your thighs and every other seductive part of your body, you are only inviting rapists. If you are usually comfortable hanging around with boys, it wouldn't be a mystery if you get raped. Choose your friends wisely and cautiously. If you are befriending unbelievers, ill-spirited folks, and if you are fond of lying down where boys are or sleeping on their beds carelessly, you are at the verge of getting raped. They may even arrange for boys to rape you. And if you are a lover of gifts, sister, if you are a lover of gifts outside the serious relationship, you may put yourself in trouble. That boo that keeps giving you gifts may want something in return. And most times, it's always your body. Whether you like it or not, he will try as much as possible to have it. Finally, if you don't have it in mind to have sex with your partner, but you feel the need to satisfy your partner with romance, don't be surprised if he goes wild on you one day and rapes you. If you fail to define your relationship with that brother, he may end up raping you. Are you a rapist or an aspiring rapist? Does it ever occur to you that the lady you take advantage of is also a human like you? Do you ever think of the trauma she's subjected to after raping her? Do you ever wish your sisters are victims? What if your sister was the one raped? Do you ever wish to see your sisters or mothers treated the way you treat other ladies? Has it ever occurred to you that a lady raped may be wounded and hospitalized? This is because victims of rape are not always prepared for sex when they are forcefully subjected to it. So she might have been violently rough-handled. Do you know she may even contract general diseases? She may become pregnant if adequate precautions are not taken. She may even die in the process, most especially during gang rape. She may develop hatred for men. She may become fragile and hate sex even after marriage. She may be affected psychologically. She may become mentally derailed. Do you know she may find it difficult to love? And the highest of all, she will lose her virginity if she is a virgin. All of this misery is because of you, the rapist. Wait, you wanna justify your claim? I don't wanna hear it. Keep your excuses to yourself. I can't buy them, nobody can. Turn around, take a good look at yourself. Forget the rank you're aiming at. It's all vanity. Give it up already. Do something better with your life. Like I said earlier, if you get caught as a rapist, there are societal punishments awaiting you. And if you don't get caught, there are divine punishments awaiting you in the book of Leviticus. You will lose your life here on earth and still lose your seat in the kingdom of heaven. So what's the use? Repent now before the wrath of God destroys you and your innocent generations. If you are a victim of rape, please do not give up. It's not the end of the world. You didn't choose this path, circumstances did, society did, broken government did. You were only shaken, but you are not broken. They can't break you. The system of governance is so fucked up. Don't be disappointed if the justice you so crave for hasn't been gotten yet. The highest justice you can ever hope for is that divine one that comes directly from God. I know you are tired and frustrated. The recent rape case in the house of God has triggered blasphemy of the holy name, but please disregard what the society has to say. Keep trusting in the Lord. Keep hoping in the Lord. Keep pressing on. Yes, press on. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 29 to 31 says, "He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." You still have a life to live. Live again. Live on. To be fully alive is to be fully present. And to do that, you've got to leave the past in the past and focus fully on the present. Paul said in the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 13 that he forgets those things which are behind and reaches forth unto those things which are before. May God grant you healing and peace. Amen. Let's leave the spiritual realm for a bit. Let's have a poem. Right now, breathe in, breathe out, feel the moment, hear the sound, and enjoy the reading.
Officers, turn on the switch. Young man, I swear to God, I won't hesitate to use this iron on you. Now I'm gonna ask you for the last time. Are you a rapist?
No, sir. I'm not a rapist. We only had sex.
Good. Then you're a murderer, right?
No, sir. No. Okay, fine. I only raped her, but I didn't kill her.
Excellent. But you killed her pride.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to. It was a mistake.
Perfect. Now we're making a progress. Tell me all I need to know. Don't let me lose my cool. How did it happen? You better start talking.
Sir. It was on the 3rd day of May. Her body displayed.
Hey! Take it easy. Take it slow. Make yourself loud and clear. Okay?
Okay, sir. It was on the 3rd day of May. Her body displayed. My eyes wanted what they saw, so I asked if I could have a taste of her body and I would pay. She swayed her head, she said, stay away. But I was already horny, and I wanted at least a foreplay. Sir, I couldn't resist. She hit me with a pepper spray, but I rescued my eyes. I was lit and wet, so I couldn't stop anyway. In her bag lived the pepper spray, but she never stopped going astray. Then she had a pepper spray, but her thighs never stopped flashing and sending me signals from far away. Indeed, she had a pepper spray, but her blouses always refused to house her nipples from praise. I only bought what she was selling, a piece of her body with no delay. She went about with pepper spray, but her fears rippled every day. Hang in there. So you are the prey who never pays. Okay, today you will pay. Banking on a lady's silence is the absence of courtesy for humanity, but the presence of stupidity and nuisance. The shortness of a lady's dresses doesn't announce a free access into her world. That she was careless with her mode of dressing still doesn't make her fit for distress. She is only a human as much as you are. You have no right to rape her. And here is my judgment. Officers, hang him to death. Please. Please, sir. It was a mistake.
This is quite relieving. Thank you so much for listening. I really don't want to delve into the details of rape because all I feel matters is your safety and how you can prevent yourself from falling a victim. And I'm glad I've been able to point out few preventive measures. Please, help spread the gospel of love by sharing this piece with your friends. As it is, prevention cannot be underrated. Relax on the arguments. Prevention is always and has always been better than therapy. Do all you can now to save yourself and your friends rather than spend extremely when the unfortunate happens. There is a lot to talk about on this pandemic fear of rape. So let's meet on the other side of love and friendship on our WhatsApp group chat tonight by 7 p.m. Let's see how we can further prevent ourselves. Beep us on Instagram at @omotola_oluaderasimi. And on Twitter at @omotoladerasimi for external contributions. Thank you so much again for tuning in. Love and friendship with Omotola Oluaderasimi prays that the souls of the rape victims rest in perfect peace. And may we never fall victims of rape. May sanity be restored on this land in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great day. Peace.